Hello, Heaven. I want to play a game. The situation you find yourself in is of your own doing. You, your girlfriend, and your friends are all racists.
Heaven, you fuck! You get me out of here!
You have intimidated others based on their physical differences, but today, it is you who will run scared.
Welcome back to the How Do You Play Horrors podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we're reviewing Saw 7, aka Saw 3D, aka Saw the Final Chapter, released in 2010, directed by Kevin Gruder and story by Patrick Milton and Marcus Dunstan. Maria, can you give the people the plot summary?
As a fierce battle rages over Jigsaw's legacy, survivors seek support from a fellow survivor and self-help guru who has a few dark secrets of his own. Meanwhile, crooked cop Hoffman seeks revenge against Jigsaw's wife and an author who has his own story.
The plot of having a fake Jigsaw trap survivor was just... That was kind of smart. That I enjoyed. And... It also, like, had real-world relevance. Because I don't know if you guys know, but there was, like, a woman who pretended to be a 9/11 survivor, that she survived, like, the Twin Towers falling, that she worked in one of the towers, and, like, she faked it so good that she had other survivors, like survivors' spouses and survivors, like, rallying with her. She got like a whole like 9/11 like support thing set up. Like there's like there's a foundation that's still active and running because this woman like helped set it up, like, and she wasn't even in the fucking building. She wasn't even in New York. She was across the fucking country and butt fuck nowhere, but she pretended to be a 9/11 survivor. So like when I was watching this, I was like, oh, okay. This kind of had, like, some real-world relevance. I can see this happening. And plus, like, people are always crazy and, oh, my God, the serial killer. Oh, my God, I was close to that shooting. So I was like, hey, this could be an interesting story. But then the character sucked. And then I was like, oh, this character sucks. It's not given, like, I was excited when the movie first started and they first introduced him. And then it just sucked. And then, like, overall with the movie... The 3D sucked. Like, some of the 3D shots were so obvious. The fake blood, the CGI was horrible. Some of the kill scenes were, like, horrible. It's just, like... And it also gives me the same, like, look that Scream 4 gives me, which just looks like...
Oh, my God. Someone, that's why I hate this movie.
Yeah, like someone smeared some shit on the camera lens and they forgot to like wipe it off. Like I hated
it looks
that.
Cheap.
It does, and this is fucking Saw. This is the seventh movie, which was supposed to be the final movie of the series, and this is what you gave us? This cheap shit? Like, come on. And this was supposed to be I don't want to spoil that, but like it's just bad. Like it just looks bad and the story wasn't together and that hurts because, like, the writer and the director have been the same one, like, the same writing team for, like, the last, like, three movies. So, like, you couldn't pull this story together? You couldn't, like, I don't... But what about you, Maria? What are your thoughts on this movie overall?
I mean, I agree. Like, I did think that the whole plot of, like, oh, there's a fake Jigsaw survivor was cool. But it just kind of fell flat a little bit towards the middle. I don't know. It's just something about it that just didn't, like... It just... Like, something was missing. And, yeah, I don't know what filter or whatever they had on the camera, but it was very, like, distracting. Like, I found myself so focused or, like, unfocused on, like, the camera or, like, the whole, just the way it looks that I wasn't really paying attention to the story, to be honest. I disliked what they did to Jill. Like, Jill did not deserve that. Like, no way they had this fucking, like, bear trap, you know, running from person to person throughout the series just for it to end on Jill, the wife. Like, I don't know. I felt so bad for her.
They were trap teasing us with that trap
for
countless movies. And then when they finally get it, it's like, it wasn't worth it because it isn't what I wanted to, like, be used for. Like,
yeah, like, I wanted it to be used on someone, like, that was awful. Not Jill. Like, I don't know. Honestly, I think the best thing about the movie was Hoffman, because that man is a psycho. He is, like, out of his damn mind, and he's super smart. But even then, you know, because this was, like, a dual, not even, like, a dual story. There was, like, three stories going on here. I don't even know. But, like, so, you know, it wasn't really focused on Hoffman. It was on, like, some parts, but then, like, not really. I don't know. It was just kind of weird the way the story, I guess that's another thing. The story just felt super disconnected. It just felt very, like, just not put together well, I guess. And I also didn't really like the opening in this one, because it was just, you know, because you had people who were actually doing awful things throughout the series, and then the opening is because she was with two guys, which is, like, I mean, it is bad, right? Like, cheating is awful. But I just feel like they could have done something else that was, you know, a little bit worse. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely get you. It really didn't make any sense to me. It's like, okay, so she's cheating. Okay, now what? It's like, okay, so now she deserves to die, or they deserve to have to kill one another to stay with her. Like, yes, situations have happened in real life where people have, you know, done stuff like that because, like, someone's cheated or they wanted to, like, stay with someone. But you forcing someone into that is, like, that's not how we should be going about it.
Yeah, because not to mention, it was so public. It was such a public execution. And for that to be... Yeah, like, it was like, I feel like they could have done something, like, a lot, like a, you know, like an actual criminal, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that type of public execution should have been saved for something else where you're actually like, yeah, this person's horrible, or just something, just not just cheating, you know? Like, I feel like that could have been, like, a different, smaller, just different type of game. I don't know. But I definitely see the potential, and it just didn't live up to it.
I very much agree with you in that sense. This one is probably my least favorite out of all of them. Just because 6 had, like, a lot of good momentum going for it, with how, you know, it looked, the story, the game that was played in that one, how everything went about. Like, it had a lot going for it. But going from 6 to this one, and like how Mark mentioned, it's the exact same team. It's like, what, like, happened in that 1 year span, since these movies were all, like, coming out, like, a year after each other. So, like, it's like, what happened in that year span that we got to this? The look of this one was really bad, which, once again, same director as the last movie, who brought it back, because in 5 it looked like, we mentioned that it, like, 5 looked kind of off, like, what he usually did, and 6 gave us, like, that saw look. And then we get to this one, and it's like super, like, high contrast and, like, saturated, and it's, like, bright as shit throughout the movie. It made it look really off, and I don't know if that's because of the 3D. Like, I don't know if they had to do that because of the 3D, because I know that you do need, like, lighter stuff for that, those effects to show. But it looked really off in this one, and I was not a fan of, like, the overall look, which is the main thing you watching in the movie. And that in turn made some of the effects look off. Like, the blood and stuff, like, looked like like had like a pinkish hue to it almost. Like it didn't look like red all the time. It looked like it was like kind of like more of a brighter red or close to like a pink at times when, you know, it was going through that. And besides that part though, just a lot of the story was, you know, a bit off as well. I didn't mind the main game, as Mark mentioned, like the actual idea of the game and how it came about was actually pretty interesting, from like the character Bobby and what he did, like what he said he did, and then, you know, putting him in the game to actually test his might. That was pretty interesting. But just how we mentioned in some of the other games, like Six, for instance, I don't think everybody deserved to be a part of what happened there. In his game, like, I don't think his publicist and like his attorney knew, if I recall, that he, you know, wasn't actually a part of any jigsaw traps in the past. They were just, you know, doing their jobs once again. But at this point, like, we're kind of far gone from it being like a jigsaw thing, and it's mostly just Hoffman doing his own thing now. We know he's batshit crazy, so, you know, anything can come from him. But yeah, it was very, some of the, like, it came out as very cruel.
Actually, I think his publicist knew. And I also think his lawyer knew, but I think his wife was the only one who wasn't in on it.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. But that's my interpretation, that the wife was the only one.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what Jigsaw implied, you know, like he was like, you know, because I don't know if you noticed, but they did like a see no evil, hear no evil, and like speak no evil. With, I think, the publicist, he like cut like her throat. So if he was like, oh, you know, she never, yeah. And then with the lawyer, like they like, you know, stuck those thingies in her eyes. And then with the guy, he said, oh, he doesn't hear. Oh, I don't know what the hell he said. I don't know. But yeah, I guess I'm assuming they all knew.
Yeah, I'm not for sure that the wife didn't, though.
That sucks. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, she definitely didn't know. Everybody, she deserved it the least, which was fucked up. That's why I was telling you, Mark, in the last episode, that, well, like, it was going to be a fucked up trap for someone that didn't deserve it, and that's who I was talking about, because she definitely didn't deserve that.
No, and they got her so bad. I heard that, like, being burned alive is probably one of the worst ones. But she, because they, like, because that's like a medieval torture thing. They, I don't remember what it was called. Yeah, but it's so bad. You see her, like, her skin burning, and it's bad.
Well, since you guys kicked it off, let's talk about the traps. The traps that stood out, good or bad or indifferent. Haven't said that one in a while. But for me, I know you said you didn't like it, but I liked the opening trap only because I like how initially it started. Like, okay, which one of us is going to win? Which one's going to win? And yeah, like having it set up to like, oh, she's cheating, it's bad. But upon rewatching it and upon watching the kill count, it's like, oh, like, she's cheering them both on based off who she thinks is winning in the moment. And that's just making first. Like, you're already cheating. Like, don't cheer anyone on. Just let one of them fucking kill each other. Like, just sit your ass up there and be quiet and let one of them die. But no, she's like, you got this. And then when they both were just like, fuck this bitch, I was like, no. But like, the reason they were all there in itself was kind of sexist and stupid and like, ugh. But the fact that it was on display and that no one could break in, that is what made it good for me. Because I always wanted like a big on display everyone in this unnamed city can like watch it. So that is what made it cool for me. The bear trap was a letdown because not because like the trap itself, but because who was in it. Like finally getting to see the trap be like, we've been teased this bear trap since the first movie with Amanda Young. And now we're finally getting to see it, and it's Jill. And I'm just like, this isn't the character this should have been used on. Like, it was just... But all the traps in the game were lackluster. But what about you, Tawan? What are your thoughts on the traps?
I do want to mention something about the opening trap. Why did that one lady try to use her briefcase to open the glass like that was going to do something?
Right? And not even like the hard side of the briefcase. Like, lady, what was that going to do?
Literally, what was that going to do? As far as the other ones, though, throughout the movie, yes, it was very satisfying to finally see the reverse bear trap get used. It was kind of worth the wait a little bit, but yes, the movie was mean to Jill, but I honestly don't care who was in the trap as long as I saw it get used at least once. But the movie was mean to Jill. Outside of that though, the only other one that was like egregious was Bobby's wife, like, getting killed at a Brazen Bull. Like, that is crazy. Like, that's actually, like, it's crazy because that's, like, an actual old form of torture, as Maria mentioned. And from someone that really didn't deserve it, and, you know, we just got to sit here and watch this lady get, like, burned alive in one of the worst ways possible. That's probably one of the worst traps. Like, not from, like, a design standpoint, but from, like, actually having to deal with that trap.
What about you, Maria? What are some traps that stood out for you?
Well, I mean, I already talked about how I feel about Jill's trap. I guess it's like a huge surprise because you see how it kind of like goes around, obviously, you know, and the person that it goes to is his wife. So I can't even imagine how, if he was alive, how he'd feel about that. And then I also just can't even like the first trap. Yeah. I just wish it was different circumstances, different people. And yeah, that girl definitely shot herself in the foot, you know, trying to like, she should have just kept quiet. She should have just been like, well, and yeah, I feel like if those people tried hard enough, they could have definitely have gotten in there. They didn't. I guess. But, okay. So one of the traps that also stood out is a trap with like the guy who was blind. Cause I cannot believe that he threw that key at him. Like how, there's no way he was going to catch that. No way. You know, like there's just no way. I don't know why he thought that was smart. Like, he was gonna die regardless, but that's just me, I guess. Because he lost, like, every game. Oh, one that did stand out was the game for the publicist. Because that key was, like, inside her, and he had to, like, pull it out. Ugh. Like, she was bleeding even before he, like, got the whole key out. I can't. That was a lot. Like, ugh. That was disgusting. And then I feel like the one for the lawyer, not that it was an easy one, but I feel like it's one that he could have like won if he really tried. You know? I guess he kind of just got what he wanted, right? Like he was in a game. And he just sucked at all of them. He was not gonna make it. And again, I do feel bad for like the wife, like getting like burnt like that was just like she just didn't really do anything. She just married the wrong guy, you know? She really thought he was in a, you know, he was in a trap. Like, what else would she have thought? And then just for her to kind of die because of it, I don't know. I felt really bad for her.
Yeah, this last game felt like stupid and petty almost. Like, it just, like, in the past games, everyone who was connected to the main game player, it felt like they were supposed to be there. Like, you understood it. This time, it's just like, they didn't make him be like, oh, I survived Jigsaw. Like, they weren't a part of his initial lie. Why is everyone being punished? The publicist, I get, but everyone else was just, like, uncalled for.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like, honestly, I feel like out of all of them, the publicist should have gotten it the most. Like, she was the one, I mean, from what we can see, right? She was the one that was kind of, like, really trying to create this story and really just micromanaging everything so that certain things look a certain way. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just... Oh, but one game that I thought was cool was the one with, like, the guys that were in that car because they were, like, racist. And, like, he had to, like, peel his skin. And there was, like,
oh my God, that was so gross.
I forgot about that one. I knew I was missing one. I forgot about that one.
Because it was, like,
one Chester.
Four people. It was crazy.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one too. I was like, I knew I was forgetting one, but I couldn't remember. But yes, that was a really good trap. How that went all no, played but out.
Watching his like skin peel as like the it was too much. It was too much. I couldn't. Good though.
No, but also the guy who like who got his limbs ripped off.
Yes,
right. But yeah, R.I.P. Chester. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no way. I totally forgot he was in the movie. And then I remembered as soon as I saw him. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this actually. But yeah, that was it, I think, for the traps.
Well, I'm going to talk about some scenes that stood out for us, good, bad, or indifferent. And I have to say, that opening scene and seeing Dr. Gordon, I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this? And just like seeing him cauterize his like leg, and it's just like, so he's been alive this entire time, and the FBI agents ain't talked to this man, all the cops who went after Jigsaw ain't talked to this man, but he's just fucking out here alive. Like, come on now. Come on. And then like seeing how he fit, like, okay, now I don't want to go too deep in that until we get to that. But, like, yeah, like, that was a good scene. All the scenes with Hoffman just felt erratic and all over the place. They kind of weren't enjoyable. I was kind of annoyed every time I saw Hoffman on the screen. Until that last scene. Okay. That scene where he just, like, walks away from the explosion looked so bad. That explosion looked so fake, so CGI. I was like, what super action movie walk away from the explosion shit is this? Like, this is not a fucking Saw movie. But when he got his ass whooped by Hoffman, I mean, by Dr. Gordon and those two goons, I was like, okay, this kind of saved the scene, but overall, trash. What about you, Tamon? What are some scenes that stood out?
One scene that definitely stood out for me was Gordon fucking getting out of that body bag and just going crazy on the fucking police department and his search for Jill. Like, we thought he was doing all his little John Wick shit in the last movie. They said, nah, like, this man was running up on people, stabbing them in the neck. Like, he was on, like, some other, like, next level shit. Like, as far as the way that he went about, like, killing everybody. Like, how the fuck did he know that man was behind that two-way glass, like, right in that specific spot to where he could just shoot him in the eye? Like, he was on some different shit there. Besides that, I was also surprised at, you know, like, the whole Dr. Gordon thing as well, and that, like, whole scene and montage. That was pretty, like, cool to see. Besides those ones, though, I don't think I have any other, like, specific, like, scenes that, you know, like, stood out to me like that.
Maria, what about you? What are some scenes that stood out?
One scene that I can think about right now that I thought was so stupid was when, like, you know, Hoffman came and killed those two cops, and then, you know, Jill was running for her life, and she goes to hide in the most obvious fucking spot. I was like, bitch, come on, like, break a fucking window, something. But she just goes into the room, gets into this big ass corner where nothing is covering her, and just sits down. And I was like, girl, come on. Like, and then not to mention, he goes in and he's like, oh, I can't see anybody in here. And then turns around and, like, they don't show us, right? Because it's so fucking obvious that she's right there. Like, right, I don't know. Like, gosh. They did Jill so bogus in this movie. I don't know. Like, I don't know, but... And that's one scene that I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, Jill, come on. Like, you're literally... You're like, I don't know. Because Hoffman... was psychotic. Like, that man was, like, out of his damn mind. I don't know. I don't know what was up with her in that scene. But, another scene. I did like the scenes with Dr. Gordon. And honestly, I knew as soon as he like, went on screen, I was like, he's gonna be a part of it somehow. In some way or another. And when they showed us, like, he's the doctor who's been, like, you know, doing all the doctor stuff, I guess. You know, it made so much sense. I was like...
Yeah, it actually did.
Yeah, I was like, well, who, you know, for a second I thought maybe it might have been John. But then, like, if you think about it, John was really kind of just an engineer. And I thought it was so... I actually thought it was pretty cool. I actually really liked that. Though, when Dr. Gordon was like, oh, yeah, like, John told me to take care of his wife. She's dead. Like good job of you taking care of her, I guess. Jesus Christ. And, like, on top of that, she was caught in a fucking trap. I don't know. That's just me, I guess. What else? What's another scene?
He took care of her by avenging her death, but, like, I'd rather you take care of me by keeping me alive.
Exactly.
And not being caught in a trap. Like, Jesus, I don't know. I don't know. When he said, yeah, John told me to take care of her, where were you then? He came up with two people. He had, obviously, apparently he had the fucking manpower. I don't know, like. I don't know, man. Maybe he wanted Jill to die. I don't know. But anyway, what's another one? Another scene. I think that's it. Honestly, I didn't really like the scenes with that other detective. I don't remember what his name was because they made kind of no sense, to be honest. Like, he was supposed to be, like, you know, the other lead detective, but it just, like, I don't know. It didn't make sense. I don't think we spent too much time in that storyline to make sense. You know what I mean? Like, we definitely got a lot of Hoffman. We got a lot of Bobby. But, like, you know, the other detective, he was technically supposed to be, like, you know, another part of the story, but it didn't really make any sense. So all those scenes I did not like. I was just confused, and I honestly just didn't really care for them. I was not attached at all to this guy. I don't even remember his name. So, yeah, well, I guess that's it then.
Well, let's move on to the characters then. Let's start with the man of the movie. Let's start with Bobby, the fake Jigsaw survivor. Again, like, when they introduced the character, I was like, okay, this is a new perspective. This is going to be good. And then it just felt like a huge letdown for the rest of the movie. But what about you, Tuan? What are your thoughts on Bobby?
Yeah, I agree. So, like, the setup for Bobby and his character was really good because I could probably see it happening TBH. You know, people, like, fake like they've been, like, in situations. Like you mentioned earlier with the, like, the whole 9/11 thing. Like, people have faked being in certain situations or things for clout or just, you know, that little, like, tinge of fame, thing, like, things of that matter, or manipulating events to, you know, make it seem like they were, like, a part of it. That just actually made me think of another movie. I think, actually, Maria, it was a movie I told you about, the one called Not Okay, which the girl faked, like, she was at a fucking, like, terrorist attack for, like, social clout and shit like that. But the whole setup with that was really cool. But once we actually got to his game, it was kind of boring. But I will say that, he was trying a bit. Like, he definitely did a lot to himself to try to get out of the situation. Like, with the attorney, or his attorney, I think, you know, he had to spike himself on the side and the ribs in order to, like, lift that, like, contraption up. Like, he did that. He, like, knocked two of his teeth out to get the code on it. He actually did put those, like, hooks in his, like, pec muscles so that he could try to pull himself up and save his wife. So, I mean, he did try, but going about the way that he did to, you know, even get to that point and playing in the face of actual victims is still crazy. And, I mean, I don't, as far as, like, a lot of other people, I don't feel as bad for him getting put in the game.
Maria, any thoughts on Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby, I mean, I do agree that his storyline did sound very interesting. You know, like, for him to pretend to be a survivor and then not be a survivor. I mean, I did remember his story. I did remember thinking about his story being like, that doesn't sound like possible, but, you know, what do I know? But I do feel like his games definitely lacked a bit. I guess especially because, you know, in the last movie we got like 10 people in it, you know, and I feel like here, I mean, it did seem, I guess, like a petty game, you know, because they had him do the fucking trap that he kept saying that he was doing. But, like, I think it's also just about, you know, because he, like, monetized on everything, you know what I mean? And he, like, was, like, using actual survivors, like, pain and, like, and their stories to get money. Which, I mean, I kind of feel like he deserved it a little bit. You know, because he was just definitely giving this sob story. All because he needed money. He didn't want his wife to keep thinking he was a loser. Like, you know. And what else? And then, because I remember, like, in the opening scene. Well, not that opening scene, but the scene with him when he's, like, talking about his story. And he was supposed to, like, bring out his wife, but he didn't. He just kept going on with the story. And he got yelled at by his publicist. I feel like the only reason he didn't bring out his wife is because he was just enjoying the fucking limelight so much that he didn't want to share it with his wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe that too.
Like, that's kind of what it seemed like to me, at least. So, I mean, not saying he deserved the trap, because, you know, the other people in there didn't deserve it, or at least his wife didn't deserve it, but I also can see why he was put in a trap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I definitely feel like it did lack.
Well, Maria, let's talk about Dr. Gordon. Was it a big surprise to see him come back when you saw this movie initially?
It was. Like, I honestly wasn't... When I first saw it, I definitely was not expecting him to be there. But honestly, as soon as I saw him, though, I was like, he's going to be a part of it. some way, somehow, he's going to be a part of it, and it's going to be this whole thing. Well, I mean, it was this whole thing, right? But, like, it just... I guess what I'm trying to say is that seeing him, though, it made a lot of sense, you know? Like, yeah, like, who else is going to put a key behind, you know, this guy's eye? Like, who else is going to, like, put a key in a guy's stomach? And, you know, like it made sense, actually. I was like, wow, you know, because at first, I guess, you know, because you think Jigsaw or John Kramer, he's so smart, like, maybe he did it. But no, like, it was an actual doctor, which made sense. And I actually did enjoy having him back. I did enjoy that little, like, you know, the little, that extra plot that we got. And I liked how he did definitely seem, not broken, but the games definitely changed him, and you can see it. I did like seeing him at the end where, you know, it all goes back to that room, and that's where he put Hoffman, and, well, more like a jail sentence for Hoffman for all the things he was doing. Yeah, so I thought, honestly, I did like having him back, and I think it definitely helped the movie a lot. So glad to have him.
Tuan.
Yeah, I also didn't mind that he was back, and I agree, Maria, that it does, like, fill in a couple, like, mini gaps that, you know, stuff that you may not have thought of, but, you know, it makes it make more sense in that, like, certain things of how, like, certain traps were able to go off because of, like, Gordon actually being alive and being able, like, you know, being a surgeon and able to actually do all of that. So that makes, like, complete sense in that regard. And, you know, always seeing, it was just good to have someone that wasn't, I guess, Hoffman. Like, even though he was still doing, like, Jigsaw's biddings, Hoffman, it was, like, so far gone at this point where, you know, you were just wondering, like, okay, who's going to stop this man? Like, if Gordon wasn't the one to do it, Hoffman would have just got away scot-free, like, with everything. Like, there's, like, nobody else who in my mind I could think would have been able to put a stop to what he was doing. So we, like, having it be Gordon, who we saw in the first one, and, you know, got out of his trap, and, you know, has also been working under Jigsaw this whole time. I mean, it makes the most sense there, and it's, like, not like it's, like, not happened before. We saw how, you know, once Hoffman was brought into the picture, how early on he was a part of a lot of the stuff, even so far as, like, the first and second movie, and we got him mainly in the fourth one for the most part. So it was, you know, good to have that little connection, but also someone there who could actually put a stop to what Hoffman was doing.
Yeah, I liked seeing Gordon back. Like, it tied up all those loose ends, and when they showed all the flashbacks to show, like, what how he's been involved in every single movie behind the scenes, it's just, it was pretty good. And yeah, definitely, he was definitely needed to put a stop to Hoffman, because that was out of fucking control. But let's talk about Jill, Jigsaw's wife. I feel like she got an ending that wasn't deserved, because I feel like Jill hadn't done enough to deserve the bear trap. Like, what did Jill do in all the movies that she was in that, like, constituted her to get that trap?
She put Hoffman in it.
Well, go ahead, Tom. What are your thoughts on Jill?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much it for her. Like, Hoffman only did that as, like, retaliation. And, but, like, well, one, he was going to kill her, like, either way, like, whether it was the bear trap or not. But the fact that he found that and was able to put that on her after she did the same thing to him, like, that just made it even, like, more of a reason for him to, you know, use it. And this movie was not really that good to Jill either. Like, they were kind of having her as not like a jigsaw, but as someone who could do the biddings, not be as involved, but also was still kind of ahead of the curve a bit. But we get to this one, and, you know, she's being protected by the police the whole time. They put her in that weird dream sequence for some reason, which I didn't understand. Like, it was just so random, like, how that happened. or why that happened. And also, you know, her getting like killed in the bear trap. I personally didn't really care, like, whichever way they went about putting someone in there, it just so happened to be her. But yeah, she didn't really get much to do, as we thought. Like, you know, as we thought, because going on from, you know, when she was introduced in, like, the most recent, in the later sequels, she, you know, was actually kind of given a role, in a sense, and also, you know, a part of the bigger plan.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Jill?
I mean, I've already said this, but, like, yeah, I feel like this movie was just not kind to Jill. And I felt kind of, like, bad for... I don't know, I just definitely did not like the fact that, like, the bear trap was kind of wasted on her, because I would have liked to have seen it on a different character. You know? Like, I don't know, I just thought that would have been cool. I mean, I guess it's a whole, like, you know, circle where, you know, the person that gets it is John's wife. But, you know, it is what it is. But, I agree with Tuan, like, the dream sequence made no sense, and I was very confused. I mean, I feel like it was just a way for them to do, like, a 3D thing.
True.
But it was just so weird, because it was like, like, she had the dream, and then she, like, disappeared again for, like, 30 minutes. You know? Like, it just felt like this movie had a lot going on. Which, you know, including Jill, I feel like she didn't really, like, you know, besides, I guess, moving stuff around for John, like, beyond the grave, I just feel like she, like, if she would have been out of the movie, I think things would have been the same, you know what I mean? Like, and honestly, I don't really like the fact that John brought his wife into all of this. I liked her more as we thought, you know, as we thought of her, like, in the beginning, as her being, like, an opposing, you know, force against John, and, you know, something from his past. I liked her better like that than being, like, a participant. I feel like it took away from her character, you know? And it took away, like, from what they both went through. And she just became another accomplice, and that's it, you know? That's kind of what it dwindled down to. And then just for her to be killed by Hoffman, who was then, you know, trapped by Gordon. I don't know, I think she deserved more if she, you know, she was going to be John's wife. I don't know, like, maybe she had her own game, that would have been cool, but no, she was just a little, you know, she was just out here delivering envelopes for John, which is, like, I guess, but she was just kind of there, I guess. I definitely feel like they did her dirty in this movie, but, you know. Yeah, that's it.
Well, Maria, what are your thoughts on Detective Hoffman?
He was fucking nuts. Like, I don't even, like, he was straight up just crazy. Honestly, I thought the first trap was a little, like, ridiculous. Like, the reasoning behind it was a little ridiculous, especially for, like, that big of a trap. And honestly, when I first saw that trap, I thought it was just a way of them telling us that Hoffman was kind of just losing it and just putting people in traps that did even like the little, like the smallest thing wrong. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I thought he was just
really cool.
Yeah, right? Like if he's just putting people in traps just because, you know? But then, you know, but then no, it was just, it really was just an opening. So that was a little disappointing. I mean, he was super smart throughout the movie. He had literally everything had, he had planned everything out. He was like, you know, he had hacked into the fucking like cameras at the police station. He killed 9 fucking cops. I just feel like because of Bobby's game, I don't know. I would have liked to have seen Maura Hoffman in this movie, to be honest. It just felt like they had a lot going on. Like they were kind of have, like we were definitely going back and forth between like 4 different stories that I feel like if they would have focused a little bit more on Hoffman and him kind of just escalating, but also like, you know, like losing it a bit. I feel like that, honestly, I feel like that would have been pretty cool. And then for like a background character also doing their own games, and that would have been Gordon. That would have been really cool, actually. But I mean, I actually like Gordon, to be honest. I like how unhinged he is. And at the same time, he's still making these games for John. You know? Like he's crazy, but he still has that like mentality of, you know, I gotta do what John wants me to do anyway. That's very interesting. You know what I mean? But yeah, he was crazy. He was definitely crazy. I feel like his ending, I mean, I actually don't remember if this is where his story ends, but I feel like, I mean, it's definitely cool to see, you know, the box again. And then this time it's, you know, Gordon putting someone in there. And I mean, it's I like, they're so petty when like he's walking out and he sees his leg. I was like, or his foot.
Oh, and yeah.
They make it into like a whole thing. They like, they made sure, you know, that he knows that that's his foot. I was like, like they never, well, I mean, well, whatever. But like, it was definitely cool to see that. But I don't know. I would have liked to see a little bit more for Hoffman, especially for all the things he's done, because he's killed a lot of people, like a lot of people, kind of just because. So, yeah.
All right. What are your thoughts on Jigsaw, Blue, that we saw of him? Anyone?
We needed more of him. I mean, we know, like, yes, this man's been dead, but I mean, y'all already been milking it this much. Like, what's a little more go do at this point? We're getting a new movie that's in placed in between the first two just to give us more Kramer, because, like, yeah, he's shitty, but I mean, he's the bread and butter of the whole, like, franchise. Like, literally the voice of the franchise. And this movie gave us the least amount of him, where I feel like I don't know what gaps more needed to be filled, but I mean, considering the fact that Gordon is alive, I feel like they could have put some more flashbacks in of them. I mean, it's not like much of anything, considering the fact that they like go about, you know, they go about, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not much of anything, considering they already go through with all the flashbacks they do in these movies. So what's a couple of more go do? But yeah, he didn't really, you know, get to do anything, especially this being the last outing. Like, I don't know, it could have been like some an extra reveal or anything like that. But, you know, it wasn't really there for that. And I mean, it's fine. It doesn't like take away from what we got in the movie. But I mean, it's just. It was the last one at the time. I mean, we could have got some more of him.
I agree. I mean, at this point, they were kind of just putting him in there just for us to be like, oh my God, Jigsaw. But other than that, I mean, he was just, because I mean, the main thing is just his interaction with Bobby. and being like, you know, him, you know, Jigsaw insinuating like, I know you're fucking lying. But I mean, I guess. I mean, they do keep bringing him back to life, like, and it's like, for what? You know? I guess cool to see him, but then it's like, he just, and at this point, he just definitely doesn't really add much to the story. Mm. Besides, I mean, besides him, like, in the video, but other than that, it's just, you know, it's like, just let him die. I guess it is cool to see that he's still kind of controlling things, like, beyond the grave. Like, he had all, he made all these tapes for all these people, you know? But, I mean, I guess he was, I mean, I guess it was cool to see him, but other than that, it wasn't really much.
Well, we've come to the end, but not quite the end. Tuan, can you give the people the behind the scenes info and facts?
Saw 3D, the final chapter, 7, whatever you choose to call it, had a budget of $17 million. It brought in a box office of $136.2 million. Some interesting facts. Cary Elwes reprised his role as Dr. Gordon from Saw for this film. Disputes over his salary caused him to file a lawsuit and, as a result, decline opportunities to return for earlier sequels when offered. Even in areas of their story that could have reused older first movie scenes of Lawrence Gordon, because that would add an extra layer to the pay dispute problem. Despite receiving top billing and portraying the main villain, Tobin Bell has only 3 minutes of screen time throughout the whole movie. The Garage Trap was written for an earlier film in the series, but the producers felt it was too disturbing to show in a film. For an unknown reason, they allowed it to be filmed for this movie. Originally intended by the writers to be 2 films, Saw the Final Chapters Part 1 and 2, with Cary Elwes' return being the finale of Part 1, and then Part 2 would tie everything up. After Saw 6 didn't do as well in the box office, Lionsgate decided that the 2 parts would be turned into a single film. And Gabby West, who played Kara within Garage Trap, won her role in this film through the 2nd season of Scream Queens. Some critics' reactions: the film currently sits at a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. E! Online gave the film a B. They called the film's gore over the top and in your face, while admitting the film has some unusual amount of self-parody. They said the central storyline of the films was beginning to feel played out. Empire gave the film 2 out of 5 stars, calling it a step down from the last year's more poignant Saw 6. They criticized the repetition of the plot, but thought bringing back Jigsaw survivors was a nice idea. The Orlando Sentinel gave the film 1 out of 5 stars, saying it's all bunk and has been for years. These are all no-win scenarios.
Well, it looks like the people didn't really like Saw 7, 3D, Final Chapter. But what about us? Do we cash or pass? Maria, do you cash or pass Saw 7?
I don't know. I'm kind of like in between. Because like there are some things I liked about it. But there was, I did find myself a lot like thinking like, why would they do that? That's so weird. I guess I'll pass because I do. There was some things in there that did seem a little like comedic, and there were some scenes that I was just like, no way. Like, I just cannot get over the fact that Jill hid in the most obvious spot. I just like, I cannot. Like, I don't know. She had so much, you know. She just has so many options. I don't know. But I also didn't like the way they treated her in here. It was cool to see the bear trap. Just didn't like that it was on her. And they just, honestly, this movie just had a lot going on. And the filter of the movie just made me just I caught myself looking at the filter more than whatever the hell was going on in the movie a lot. So I'll pass on Saw 7.
Tuan, what about you? Do you cash or pass Saw 3D?
I pass on Saw 3D, but I cash on finally seeing the bear trap in the movies and it actually working. But I pass mainly because I don't know. This one didn't really feel up to par after what we got in 6. I feel like 6 was like pretty, like a really good one as far as the sequels went, past like 2. Because I think, in my opinion, I feel like 2 was my favorite of like the original 7. But after 2, you know, the sequels get kind of eh. But 6 was like a really good one. And then, you know, coming off of that one, we get this one, which was the same exact team, director, all that stuff. And I don't feel it really, like, held up as much as I thought it could have. And yes, Gordon returning was a nice touch and a good twist for, like, the movie. But I don't think it was enough to, like, really save it, in a sense. Because while he was in it, he wasn't in it much. Like, he probably got just a couple more minutes of screen time than Tobin Bell did as Kramer in here. And there wasn't much going on. I really didn't care for Bobby in his game. Like, the actual story behind where he got to and why he's in the game sounds better than the actual, like, game that he was put in. And Hoffman was just unhinged throughout the whole movie. So I think I would give this one a pass, but look up the Reverse Bear Trap on YouTube if you don't want to watch this movie.
I have to say, this is a three-way pass, because for this to be intended to originally be the last one of this of the franchise, it's not good. It's not a good ending. Like, yeah, the twist to bring back Gordon and to see that he was behind the scenes the entire time since the first one, amazing. But from killing Jill to Hoffman not really getting his comeuppance until like the last like minute to the game itself, it just felt like disconnected. Like Maria said, there are like 3 different stories going on and they barely tied together. And I just felt like for this to be the last movie, the game should have had different players and it should have been higher stakes. Like, I don't know. It was just a lackluster finale of sorts. So it's a pass for me. But come back next week, guys, because we're reviewing Jigsaw. Now, like I've said, I had never seen, you know, 5, 6, and 7. But I did see Jigsaw at least once. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but join us next week for Jigsaw. Good night.
Should we do an intro?
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters to Media production.
If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Haddonfield Horrors' past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Haddonfield Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Haddonfield Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Torin Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections.